Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you, from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is absolutely amazing what computers can do these days. My smartphone has a biosecurity setting for what's called facial recognition. It takes a picture of my face, and then when it sees me, it will automatically unlock. Pets have facial recognition. Dogs, when a stranger comes to the house, they bark. They don't trust a strange face or an unknown face. But when the master comes home, they come to the door happy, panting for affection. And babies and small children, they recognize a face sooner than any other object or pattern. Seeing a child recognizing your face is heartwarming. I pick up my daughters from daycare, and when they look up from what they're doing, they see me. And their face that was fixed in concentration, playing with something, turns into a big smile when they look up and recognize me. God has facial recognition too. Well, metaphorically speaking. Some people he recognizes as his own. Others he doesn't. Jesus on the last day will say to some who thought they were acquainted, "I don't know you. I never knew you. Get away from me, you awful, evil person." He warns us today of false prophets, those, he says, who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. But we know that their disguise isn't enough to fool the wise. By the word of the Lord, you can recognize their true face. Jesus assures us that their works will give them away. They will preach a different gospel than the one that you have heard and believed. They will do signs and wonders, but all in the name of false teaching. And the gullible will be deceived. But the discerning are equipped with facial recognition software, as it were. They are equipped with the word of the scriptures that makes us wise unto salvation. They recognize false prophets, see them for who they are, see the signs of Antichrist in them, and will mark and avoid their teaching. And here's the fate of such ravenous wolves. Jesus says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and cast out demons in your name, and do many mighty works in your name?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness.'" To not be recognized by someone you know and love, well, it's a sad feeling. People whose parents, grandparents, or spouses develop Alzheimer's, they experience this. Could you imagine being married to someone for, say, 50 plus years, having shared a lifetime with them and raised children with them, only to have them look you in the face and not even recognize you? It happens. It really happens. And when it does, it's heartbreaking. My grandfather didn't know who I was near the end. It's a sad feeling to be forgotten. How much more heartbreaking will it be when the Son of Man comes and treats with contempt those who claim to have done things in his name, but inwardly are not his shepherds? It's the same with those who say, "Lord, Lord," but are not his sheep. Will they feel the same sense of shock and estrangement as the spouse of an Alzheimer's case? Will they feel intense sorrow on that day, the sadness of love now unrequited? Do you and I have to worry about facing such unrequited love from God? Certainly not. Christ knows his sheep. Christ's sheep know him. There is no one-way recognition, and there is no love towards God that goes unrequited. There will not be a single person who hears and believes his word, who is baptized, who remains in communion with him and with other Christians in the one true church. None who struggle against temptation to keep his commandments. None who repent when they fall away. None who mark false preachers in churches and avoids them. Not one such person has to worry that Jesus has forgotten their face. You can fall away, but if you have these signs of faith, you are in the ark of the church, and you are standing in the favorable countenance of God, and nothing, not one thing can snatch you from his hand or steal his kingdom from you. How can this be? Although it is a mystery how this can be, the fact of the matter is that the all-knowing God remembers, and the all-knowing God forgets. It is a large little detail that after the flood in the days of Noah, God put a proverbial string around his own finger. He put a rainbow in the clouds as a sign of his covenant, his promise never to flood the earth again. The little detail is this. He puts the rainbow there as a reminder, not just for us, but for himself, so that whenever he sees the rainbow, the scriptures say he will remember his covenant and will stay his wrath. This is how we're to view our baptism. It is a watermark, much like a rainbow, that God sees on us. It is another string around his finger, reminding him that despite our sins and our falling short, his Son has atoned for us. And he promised to save us, to deliver us from all harm and danger, to prepare a place for us in heaven. And he promised to give us his Holy Spirit as a guarantee. Yes, you can forsake your baptism. Yes, you can sell your birthright for a mess of pottage. After all things are permissible with God, though not all are beneficial. But when your conscience is worried, when the devil is accusing you of falling out of God's remembrance, then remember your baptism and ask, have I forsaken my birthright? Do I love my sin and despise my Jesus? Or do I gladly hear and obey his word? Do I chase after false teachers, or is he my highest treasure? If so, he will not forget your face or say he doesn't know you. He does. Now the devil will say, yes, you love Jesus, to a degree. But what about the time the other day when you said hateful words to your neighbor? What about when you had hateful or lustful thoughts and nurtured them? What about when you got frustrated with the cross you were bearing and decided to abandon it? Isn't it more likely that God's blotted you out of his memory altogether? To this you can praise God and say, it's true. I've done these things and far worse. And God help me, I fear I will do them again. But oh, blessed memory of God that he forgets. He forgets my offenses. He forgets my sins. The blood of Jesus Christ removed them from his sight and has bleached them white as snow. So I know that on the day of judgment, he will not see them or remember them, but instead, he will see the new self he created in me, the new identity as a child of God that was deposited on the day of my second birth. That is who I really am. And God is faithful. And when Jesus sees me, he will lift his face and shine it upon me and be gracious to me. He will forget my sins forever. But when I come into his kingdom, he will remember me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise. Now the peace of God, which passes our human understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.